Good evening all, and welcome to our monthly praise and worship service, which this evening is led by the food bank volunteers from this church. Just one notice before we start. Next Sunday morning, God willing, we have a baptism, so we need the baptistry removed this evening. So if there's anybody who is fit and able, male or female, we would love help moving the baptistry from here through to the lounge. So that's the only notice I'm going to give this evening. We hope this evening will be informative. If you have any questions at the end of the evening, we're going to go through to the lounge and enjoy tea, coffee and cake and biscuits. And please speak to one of the team if you have any specific questions. If you've got a general question about the food bank that isn't necessarily to do with this particular church, it's great to have Eleanor, Esther and Ray with us this evening. They are responsible for the general day-to-day running of the food bank. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and I'm sure that if you've got any questions, hopefully they will stay for tea and coffee as well and answer your questions. But if you've got anything specific that you think about this particular church and the outreach that we do here, then please speak to one of the local team. Most people will know of the food bank, but perhaps not know much about it. As one of the distribution centres, we are open here officially from 10:30 till 12:30. That's 10:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. Although volunteers arrive here about 9:00 in the morning and sometimes don't actually go after all the clearing up's done till about 1:00 before everything's tidied away. And even some stay on and prepare an order for the following week. And on a Tuesday morning, we have some church members who kindly come along and restock the cupboards in preparation for the Friday sessions with food that have been brought up from the warehouse. We're going to open in prayer shortly, but just before we do, just a few statistics. From May the 1st last year to April the 30th this year, that's a whole year, the Swale Food Bank had 3,636 adults and 2,861 children access its services. Out of that number, 724 adults and 508 children, a total of 1,232, have been seen here at SBC. This equates to about roughly 491 households out of a total of 2,382. Now, of course, they're not necessarily all different households. Some have been more than once, but that's a general number of people that have been seen by the food bank over this last year. So you can see that over 6,000 people have accessed the services in the last year. The donation box that we have in our lounge has seen over 500,000 of food just in that one box over the year. And a total distributed in that year from this church alone was in excess of 7.75 tonnes. So multiply that by the other churches as well, and you can see how big a situation it is. So we're going to go through, we're going to sing some songs, Jackie's going to lead the service, but after having heard those numbers, please remember the food bank in prayer. We're going to pray now, and we're going to pray for the Trussell Trust that you'll learn a little bit more about shortly. We're going to pray for the food bank and the volunteers, and those who come in might have a sense of God's love when they go out, not just be given food, but they might have a sense of God's love through the words and the actions of the team. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love to us in so many different ways. And yet we come in a way with sadness in our hearts that there is a need for such things as food banks. And yet we give you praise and thanks that there are those who are willing to serve in this way. Thank you, Lord, for the Trussell Trust as they seek to relieve poverty and hunger in the way that they do. We thank you for food banks throughout this country, throughout this land, for the staff and volunteers in any way whatsoever as they serve, whether it be on the front line or whether it be behind the scenes. Father, we give you thanks for all volunteers and for the staff as they seek to run these food banks. And we pray too, Lord, not only for them, but we pray for those who come in, those who need access to these services. And we pray that as they leave these churches, leave these places after being given food, that many of them might stop and think as to why we do this. Lord, we serve you as well as serving our community. And we just thank you that we have opportunities to serve you in this way. And as we go through this service this evening, as we sing praises to you, as we worship you, as we're reminded of various challenges, we pray, Lord, you will speak to us. And we pray that at the end of this evening, we might be able to say it's been good to be here in the house of the Lord. We've been uplifted, we've been challenged, we've learnt something, and we can go away and pray in perhaps a better way, knowing more than we have done in the past. So help us, we pray. Be with us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, David. It was never my original plan that we should have a long talk, so I'll quickly go through a few things that that I wanted to talk about. It is wonderful to see so many people here this evening. Thank you very much. And I know in your hearts you're feeling very much the same as we do. So to follow up from David, I'm just going to do a bit of promotion. If you have bags, please, we're always grateful for them. They go on a one-way trip otherwise. And similarly, with the food, as David has said, it's always accepted with grateful thanks. Enough of that, I've echoed David in his welcome this evening. Now, the team you see here this evening freely give of their time. And I've always said there is no I in team, and there certainly is no I in our team here. They're fantastic. Added to the Friday opening, we have other church members playing their part in the background in this church and in the warehouse and in the other outlets here, collecting our weekly order and packing it away in the cupboards for us in the hub over there, ready for Friday. And we thank very much Hazel and Trevor and Ian and Julia for all that they quietly do behind the scenes, helping us to be able to work with this ministry. Thank you, everyone. What is important to us is everyone coming into this church will be met with care and Christian passion. And so tonight, we're going to worship for the food bank and all the associations that it has with Swale. And so welcome to you all here tonight. Oh, one little group that I have missed out, and that's Bev with Roger and Marion and their little group in the office. Endlessly, we're going in, so can you just do this and can you just do that? And they behind the scene are also making a difference here in our food bank and in our church and for our people who work so hard and yet give their hearts to everything that they do. Now, I said this is going to be a team thing, and so I'm going to do a little bit and I'm going to sit back because the team here are quite capable and I think it's important that you see what a wonderful team that we have within this church are going to come and bring some messages to you. And in between that, we've got some uplifting and hearty songs to be sung. So let us pray with this verse from Matthew 25, verse 35. Inspired by the Trussell Trust, to naturally set up, nationally set up their food bank. And it reads, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me." Within this church, we are associated with the Trussell Trust, a Christian-led organisation that openly challenges the worrying state of the well-being in our country at this time. The organisation is, like us, recognising we're under greater pressure than we've seen for an awful long time. And we want to broadcast their message of hope, compassion, and food. And Janice is coming now to lead us in prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, be with us this evening as we focus on the matter of food and poverty and all that it brings. Help us to see clearly the impact that poverty we hear of and see is happening throughout the world. Help us as we respond to such suffering and poverty to connect with those in need and remind us that we should reflect on your love. Amen.
Good evening. Our team undertake the weekly commitment of a food bank because we believe God loves and values each human being and cares about their needs. We welcome you all as we bring this mission before God in worship. In recognition of the work of the Trussell Trust, I was going to get that wrong, and our food bank, let us sing "When I Needed a Neighbour."
I'm now going to bring a reading from Scripture to you, and it's found in Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Thanks be to God.
We feel we have an opportunity and a duty to reach out in prayer and song. So as we come together, we begin with 3 worship songs. Christ be our light, come people of the risen King, and how deep is the Father's love for us.
Through. Is good to pray. Good evening. Food banks are a sign that the world is not as God intended it to be. We should treat everyone with love, care, compassion and equality. But it doesn't always happen. There is a darkness in our world. We need our prayers to reflect and plea about how we can create change for the better. Meanwhile, we can sing some more uplifting songs of gratitude. And as we sing, of course, I'd like you to remain seated or stand, whichever is most comfortable for you. Even if you wish, you can lie down. Even if you lie down, we can supply you with a blanket. And we do supply blankets to people in the depths of winter who are living in unheated accommodation. And we have a fine wrangler of wool somewhere in here. Where's Mo? I saw Mo earlier. And Mo knits us blankets, amazing blankets, and they are so, so gratefully received. And they literally bring warmth to people. And so we're going to sing three songs, and as I say, get into the most comfortable position. So we're going to sing Beauty for Brokenness, Because He Lives, and Cornerstone.
Let's go.
again.
Good evening. As Christians, we need to ask ourselves and others, where is hope? Where is the future of our families and children? We must hold all food banks in our prayers. It can be an uplifting time, but it is also a time of worry, sadness, and dismay. Through our next songs, we can help to focus on the good things that are going on and can help us to deal with our own emotions and consider what we can do, and these songs can help us. The songs are The Power of Love, The Servant King, Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
There is Thank you. That people need to visit or support food banks can only be a sign that as God's people, we are called to transform our world. We need to look to our beautiful and rich world. Having said that, we should reflect on how we misuse the world and ask ourselves, can we do more? The next songs are Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, and we'll be singing the chorus only, and we'll be singing that twice. And the following song will be This Is Amazing Grace.
Oh,
Please reflect on the chosen Bible verses that our volunteers will each read to you.
This is a short reading from Isaiah chapter 38, chapter 58, verse 10. If you give some of your feed those who are hungry and to satisfy the needs of those who are humble, then your darkness will become as bright as the noonday sun.
Isaiah 58 again, but verse 7 reads, give shelter to the homeless, give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from relatives who need your help.
Proverbs 21, verse 13. Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered.
Proverbs 31, 20. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy.
Proverbs 28:27. Whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get many a curse.
John 6:35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Amen.
Luke 4, verse 9. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we go and buy food for all these people. And Matthew 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen. Sorry. It's Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
We are now going to sing It Is Well With My Soul.
Like a breeze, God, and a boy.
What an uplifting evening this has been, and how much has it brought to our minds of the pressures that there are in this world, but the belief that the Lord is with us and we will turn to him and he will always respond. Not necessarily in what we think is coming, but he knows he has his plan already. And haven't we a fantastic team to have taken part this evening?
Yes.
A lot of our ladies said, I can't do that. They can! And you can see in their faces and their demeanour how pleasured they are to be able to serve those people. When those people who come into us, you can see the anxiety with them, understandably. Some of them are a bit anxious and shaking. Some of them are a bit on the side of Larry. But the hurt is in them. And yet these ladies and the men who come and take part as well put those people at ease, and they're treated with dignity and care. And the Lord is with us while we are sorting with those people. And so once again, I want to say a thank you for everything that happens within this church and within this Trussell Trust and within Swale Food Bank. It shouldn't be glorious, but it is glorious that we can do as much as we do, and miracles are happening. So what I'm going to say to you is that I have chosen, and Ian and I have negotiated this together, and we hope we're going to get it right. I feel very strongly about one of the film slots that I see from Hillsong, and it is called Still. And after our belting out songs, and so we should have been, and our reflection, this is a time for us to really see what... to just calm us down for the rest of the evening. And it was my choice that this should be just our final time together. And then Nathan, I really forgot to come and ask you, but I'm absolutely sure you would like to come and finish with a blessing for us this evening. Thank you. And then there's tea and coffee and cakes and things in the lounge. And the cakes that came in, I don't want to take them home again, so make sure that they go, please. Thank you, all of you.
trust. Bring me your seas rise and fall dismal. I will soar with you above the storm.
Oh, yes, I will.
Father, you are king over the flood.
What a beautiful evening of worship, reflection, and to celebrate all that the Lord has allowed us to do. As Jackie has mentioned and the team, we would rather not be able to do this, but there is the need for us to do it. And we thank God that He has allowed us this opportunity to serve this community and to serve the needs that are in this town. The Lord Jesus instructed his disciples that they were called to be the salt of the earth and also to be the light of the world. And we see in this day that we are living in today that, like the disciples, we too have that very same calling and mission, that we are called to be the salt of the earth and to be that light that shines bright even in the darkness. Let's go to God in prayer now as we draw this service to a close, and we pray for our food bank team. Father, we are so grateful for all that we have heard this evening, stirring our hearts to action. And Lord, we pray for all of the food bank team, not just in this local church, but all the other churches in this town, around the nation, Lord, that faithfully serve you and open the doors and work so hard throughout the week to ensure that people within the communities are able to have those food parcels. And not just, as we've heard, that the food parcels, but an opportunity, Lord, to talk and to open up about life struggles, to have a warm place and a safe place to feel valued, to feel welcomed, and to sense and feel your love. We pray, Father, that you would continue to help us as long as there is the need, that we can be that beacon of hope and that beacon of light in this community, that any man, woman, boy, or girl that comes through these doors or any other church building, that they would feel and know your love and your peace. And Lord, as we go now to fellowship and to have teas and coffees, we pray that we will continue, Lord, to draw close to you so that we can have that attentive ear, that listening ear, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, so that we can follow you. And Lord, whenever you open that door, that we can be available to let our light shine so that we can do more for you. Then we pray, Lord, we'll be sensitive to your leading and to your guidance. So thank you for this wonderful team that are here this evening. And for those who are here from other churches, we just pray your blessing be upon them as we go our separate ways. So now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the glory of his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now, henceforth, and forevermore. And all God's children, let us say, Amen. 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 God bless you all. Thank you so much, team. And please do enjoy some cake and coffee and tea in the church. Yes, the musicians. Thank you, musicians and singers. Beautiful, beautiful songs. Bless you.